It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for March 2nd of 2026. A new CNN poll released on March 2nd shows that 6 in 10 Americans oppose the Trump regime's war in Iran. A Washington Post poll finds that 52% oppose the regime's war on Iran. A recent Reuters Ipsos poll conducted over the weekend and before news broke of the first U.S. service members to be killed showed that 55% of MAGA Republicans approved of the Trump regime's war on Iran, but interestingly, the poll showed 42% said they would be less likely to support the attacks if they resulted in American troops being harmed or killed. And as of this recording, 4 American service members have been killed since the Trump regime started this war by bombing Iran on Saturday. Of course, the bombing happened after Dear Leader himself announced last year's bombing effort totally obliterated Iran's nuclear capabilities. Of course, that was already under control when the Obama administration signed the Iran nuclear deal, a deal that Dear Leader obliterated in his first term. Of course, if the nuclear capabilities were not obliterated last summer, then does that mean Dear Leader was, dare I say, lying? Of course, though, we've been hearing that Iran was so close to a nuclear bomb in the past 30 years, basically most of my entire life. And we're also learning now how Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, good old MBS, reportedly pushed Dear Leader to start a war on Iran, considering how the Saudis and Iran are enemies. Not to mention, of course, Dear Leader's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and the Saudis are doing lots of business together. But that's how the Epstein class works. Then, of course, there is the extremist right-wing government of Israel, led by Bibi Netanyahu, who's been pushing for full war in Iran as long as I can remember. And I guess committing genocide on the Palestinian people just wasn't enough for Netanyahu, but it just shows you how much sway Netanyahu, Israel, MBS, and Saudi Arabia have on our country, which it must be noted that a majority of the 9/11 terrorists, by the way, they were Saudi Arabian, but I digress. This is a war of the Epstein class, everyone. It's a war the Epstein class has wanted for decades. And now, with the Epstein class being exposed through the Epstein files, it's not a bad time to start a little regional war in the Middle East because, hey, what could ever go wrong? I mean, what an outstanding track record we have in the Middle East, going back to when the United States and Great Britain ousted Iranian Premier Mohammad Mossadegh, who was democratically elected, but they ousted him back in 1953 because why? Because he decided to nationalize the oil. Always the oil, right? Then there's that whole Iraq war catastrophe, and I swear I'm having flashbacks of that war, especially the first few days and weeks of that war. It seems like it's replaying all over again. We've already lost American lives for Israel and for Saudi Arabia's wars. So much for America first. Come on, MAGA. I thought that's what we were all about. America first, taking care of our people here first. And that's why I think it is imperative for all Democrats to stand against this war perpetrated on us by the Epstein class. The neocons and neoliberals who are part of the Epstein class are celebrating this war. And Democrats can show that they are for the working class by declaring the outright opposition to this war and by declaring how instead of fighting Israel's and Saudi Arabia's wars, you know, we should start trying to take care of our people here at home for a change. I'm always hearing how we can't do Medicare for all because of this nation's debt, yet that never seems to be a problem when it comes to wars. Michigan's progressive U.S. Senate candidate Abdul Al-Sayed said over the weekend that the Trump regime's war in Iran signals how his regime has failed the American people. Yeah. It's failed us as his ICE Gestapo kills American protesters and disappears people in detention centers. And don't you just love hearing those in MAGA land saying, hey, we have to protect the Iranian protesters who were against that regime. Yet we're killing protesters here in the United States of America, the land of the free. But they don't seem to care about that. They don't see the irony in that at all. Even more, Abdul Al-Sayed said, this just normalizes chaos because chaos is what authoritarians need, everyone, to remain in power. And then there's progressive candidate for Michigan's 7th Congressional District around the Lansing area, William Lawrence, who called Trump's war on Iran illegal and reckless, and he's calling on Democrats to force a vote on the War Powers Act while demanding Republican Congressman Tom Barrett to vote yes on that bill. Hey, yeah, I don't see that one happening. But Lawrence is 100% correct when he says this is a waste of money and human life. Now, notice from those progressive candidates how there's no equivocating, and they're not using a qualifying statement by saying how bad Iran is and how we need to follow protocols and decorum of war. No, there's only right and there's only wrong in this situation. The Epstein class is forcing this war on the working class in this country, and they believe there's not only nothing we, the working class, can do to stop them, but like the Epstein files show, they believe there's no way we could ever hold them accountable. Any Democrat who joins in this neoconservative and neoliberal billionaire Epstein class insanity is then aiding and abetting this kind of authoritarianism, and they must be voted out. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.